prices are on the rise.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
From 8 p.m. in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day, and we will start with the numbers. Stocks are up at the open this morning. The Dow up 51 points, 0.3% at 14,507. The Nasdaq up 0.4% right now, and same with the S&P 500. The government said this morning that prices at the producer level rose by 0.7% last month. That was the most in 5 months. So should we be worried about inflation? Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial, joins us from Chicago to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so how big of an uptick is this in the producer price index?
Well, it's certainly not insignificant. We all saw it in prices at the pump, and that'll show up for the consumer as well. The good news is it's transitory. We've already seen prices at the pump come off the highs we saw in February, and there's not been a lot of spillover inflation or pipeline inflation to feed sort of any kind of flare-up in inflation anytime soon.
So other than the gas pump, consumers are not going to feel this too much.
Exactly. And what we've actually seen is a lot of discounting for consumers, particularly in the apparel sector. So you're going to continue to see very benign inflation for consumers. The good news is conditions are improving. The better news for consumers is they're improving not too fast to flare inflation.
Now, as we see this improvement in the job market, and we got some good numbers on that this morning, in the stock market, obviously, in the housing market, aren't we going to see inflation at some point tick up more than this?
No doubt we will see it at some point tick up more meaningful and have to be fought at some point in time, but the question is when. And when you've got the labor market with as much slack and overhang, particularly of workers that have given up and can rejoin the labor force, that's a mitigating factor. It will help to regulate inflation for at least the next year, if not longer, and that's why the Fed's not overly concerned of inflation at the moment. But down the road, they certainly will be.
Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial. Thanks as always.
Thank you.